Today is Friday the 13th, 2017. You know, Friday the 13th doesn't worry the child of God at all. We're not into superstition and symbols and secret societies and all of this stuff. Our hope rests in Christ. Our hope rests in God, who created us and gave us His life and freely laid His life down, didn't He, for all of His people. I want to read this to you. I wrote some of these this morning. The Lord is so good in coming to us with pleasant thoughts about Himself. This first one I'm going to read is called Spiritual Understanding. There are many things that I don't understand, but this one thing I do know. I know Christ, who has the world in the palm of His hand. I may not know much about physics or chemistry. I may not know much about electronics or electricity, but I know the one who stills the wind and calms the sea. I may not know Hebrew or Greek or quadratic equations, but I know the one who gave me eternal salvation. I may not know important people or celebrities, but I know the one who created them all as well as you and me. I may not know economics or how to get wealth, but I know the one who grants spiritual health. I may not know false science and heliocentricity, but I do know the one who shed His blood on Calvary for me. I may not know Latin, French, or Portuguese, but I do know the one who made the stars and the trees. I may not know medicine, herbs, and plants, but I do know the one to me who forgiveness grants. So if you think you are wise in all your worldly things, only Christ can bring knowledge the world cannot bring. You know, when we think about that, the spiritual knowledge is revealed to us through the Holy Spirit by Christ. And He can show us and reveal to us His attributes, His great work that He's done for each one of us that are His on the cross of Calvary. He can give us hope for the future and grant unto us a peace that passeth all understanding. This next one is entitled, Lord, my soul longs for You. How I long for a cool cup of water that will quench my spiritual thirst. Christ gives the living water. It never runs dry. He bought me with His blood. I'm the apple of His eye. When I'm in need of comfort and I'm in need of care, I cry out to my Abba Father and He's always there. When friends and family forsake me, I can always know that my precious loving Savior, how He loves me so. Thank You, Lord, for placing me where the cool waters flow. I'm glad that we have an Abba Father that we can go to with our petitions, with our concerns, with our problems, with our cares of this life. And He says in His Word that He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He also tells us that He made intercession for the transgressors. And we know that in the 17th chapter of John, it says that He has prayed for us. Now, the next one is entitled The Future. if we look towards the future with just our natural eyes, the future looks pretty dim, and we do it despise. But if we look to the future with spiritual eyes, there's nothing more grand for us to surmise. Eternal life with Christ, I find a wonderful thought. Oh, what a glorious future for God's people he has wrought. All sorrows, tears, and sufferings will forever be gone, and in paradise with Christ my Savior, I will forever live on. Well, that's the thought this morning. We have a great future in Christ. We look around us, things don't look very good. Wars and rumors of wars and fightings and immorality and it just it seems as though we have we have nothing but chaos in front of us. But when we look with spiritual eyes, it's a different situation, isn't it? We have the promises of eternal life. We have promises of living in the New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, which he's prepared for us. He says, if I go away, I prepare a place for you and come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. So, this morning, let us be looking to the future with spiritual eyes. This is a hymn written by John Newton, and it's taken out of the Gadsby Hymnals, and it's called Happy Art Thou, O Israel, taken from Deuteronomy 33:29. Happy are they to whom the Lord his gracious name makes known, and by his Spirit and his Word adopts them for his own. He calls them to a mercy seat and hears their humble prayer, and when within his house they meet, they find his presence near. The forces of their united cries no power can long withstand, for Jesus helps them from the skies by his almighty hand. Then mountains sink at once to plains, and light from darkness springs. Each seeming loss improves their gains, each trouble comfort brings. Dear Lord, assist our souls to pay the debt of praise we owe, that we enjoy a gospel day and heaven begun below. May God be with you this day, is my prayer.